I was invited here to basically represent and convey the views of young people around the entire APRM process and how young people view the process so far and what can be done to enhance it going forward. And I've just been conveying very strongly some of the views that I hear from young people across the continent, and also as a young person myself, some of my perspective around governance and development issues in Africa, and particularly looking at the future.
And what are the views of these young people?
Well, I mean, the APRM is obviously a welcome initiative. It seeks greater involvement and inclusion of people within the governance process. It has been able to set some really good benchmarks, but it does fall short big time on holding accountable governments and basically national structures to the plan of actions that are enacted out of this process. You know, one of the things I said is Africa has never had a problem with setting beautiful benchmarks. What we continuously have problems with is implementation and mechanisms to hold accountable these power structures on the commitment that they make. And so I think young people feel a sense of, well, it's just another initiative, and that it can be enhanced and strengthened in a way that both is reflective of the dynamic and the demography of Africa. One of the big things I said actually is as well that we have, the continent has 70% of its population under 30 years, and you look at within the entire structure, there's nobody that can claim that's below 30 years or even below 35 years. So there's also a huge gap between what is articulated as an aspiration, but also what we're beginning to see. And so what I think people are craving for and calling for is for this to be used as a platform for action, not just the creation of further lofty goals.
What sort of suggestions have been made to governments to involve the youth?
Well, I think that, you know, within this structure, you also have to enhance youth participation. You have to have capacity built. And one of the problems we have in the continent, as you know, we have a huge illiteracy level. We have a huge unemployment rates. Health sector is not functioning well. There's not a lot of investments by government in secondary education and post-secondary education. So I think one of the critical intervention areas that's needed to actually enhance youth participation is first building on the capacity of young people. And that is investments in real education opportunities, investments in technology for the 21st century, investments in post-secondary and vocational education that is responsive to the current needs of the continent, and particularly as well focusing on women and girls, because that's another area where we see sometimes youth is just a masculine term. So we want to see more young women educated and empowered and be part of this movement. And then finally, of course, the creation of the political space, the political will and commitments by the African leaders to create space to empower young people and to say, look, you're here not because you're a youth, but you're here because you have to be here and you have something to contribute.
Does Africa have the necessary resource to teach or educate the youths, or would they need additional help from the diaspora?
Africa doesn't have a resource problem. What we've got is a capacity problem, a political problem, a structural problem that kind of rears its head in corruption and the lack of opportunities that run through the continent. So it's not a resource problem. It's a resource scandal. We're still discovering oil in Sierra Leone a couple of weeks ago. So what needs to happen in terms of the human capacity resource, that's what you're referring to, of course. I mean, Africa's got to see, the continent's got to be seen not just as the people that are currently inhabiting the continent, but we should also be thinking about also seen as enhancing and utilizing the remarkable talents that we have as well within the diaspora. But I think that the structures to enhance that interaction, to take advantage of those opportunities, need to be built from within the continent and needs to come from the political leadership through NEPAD and through institutions like the AU.
Has this recommendation been sent to the leaders in Africa?
Well, we hope so, because today I think these points have been made loud and clear, and the young people have been very active as well in all the AU sessions that are happening and the next 50-year planning of the African continent. As young people have been saying it at the AU summit recently, and they've been saying these points time and again. It's just a question of the leaders actually listening to these and taking actionable progress to enhance this.
So programs like this, but as part of NEPAD's week of activities, would you say that they're actually useful in sending the message to African leaders?
I think whenever you create opportunities for interaction, it's absolutely useful. I think this kind of dialogue, this kind of interaction is essential. And I think, yes, we need to take it from this stage to the next level, where we're then moving beyond just creating these interactions, but then acting on the beautiful and amazing ideas that come out of these.